Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
I'm Susan Rose. It's 49 degrees right now, partly cloudy. Some showers will be with us today, high of 60. We'll get to the forecast with Aaron coming up. Brian is off today. He'll be back with us tomorrow morning. Joe is off today. Jim Stelliano is in, doing a good job already this morning. The Bills improved to 6-1 by beating the struggling Green Bay Packers 27-17 at home. The Bills scoring three touchdowns in the first half.
Josh gives it to Isaiah McKenzie on the end around, gets near the end zone. Is he in? Yes! Touchdown, Buffalo! Isaiah McKenzie on the end around hits the end zone for the Buffalo touchdown.
Second half wasn't quite as pretty. Josh Allen was picked off twice.
Obviously, that second half, wish we had a few things back. Got a little out of groove and just did some uncharacteristic things. You know, can't make those decisions, can't put our team in a situation where, you know, the only way that team gets back in it is by turning the ball over, and two stupid ones that really had no business throwing. Second one was just really trying to dirt it and just didn't dirt it. So those happen. We'll learn from it.
All right, Josh Allen there. We've got photos, video from the game, all the highlights at WBEN.com. Coach Sean McDermott has never lost, coming off a bye week, and that record is still intact this morning. The Bills are atop the AFC. They face the Jets next Sunday, 1 o'clock in New Jersey. And one other note from last night, Jordan Poyer left the game in the second half with an apparent elbow injury. A Bills primetime game and Halloween on consecutive nights. Local pizza shop owners say they can't remember another time when they've been this busy on back-to-back nights. WBEN's Max Ferry has been checking out the prep.
Halloween is one of the biggest nights for pizza delivery. Couple that with a big Buffalo Bills game on Sunday night, and you have a recipe for increased pizza sales in Western New York. Santora's Pizza Pub and Cafe owner Paul Santora says Halloween ranks high for pizza sales.
You know, for football, the way the Bills have been, obviously that's something that's kind of taken over the busiest days because it's been great. But yeah, it's a great day. Everybody does take out. Probably ranks right now, you know, I guess probably first or second over the season itself.
Macy's Place Pizza is also doubling up on their production for busy back-to-back days, according to owner Nick Argy.
Oh, probably double the amount. We'll be doubling up on batches of dough the next couple days here, just to really keep the levels up. Because you figure we'll probably a couple of those 2 days combined, we'll probably at least 500-600 pizzas, maybe 700 pizzas be going out the door.
If you're looking to beat the pizza rush, make sure you order well in advance. Most pizzerias are taking orders well ahead of time for delivery or takeout. Max Ferry, WBEN.com News.
Max, thanks. You know what? That's really a good point, because I bet if you polled Western New York and said, were you having pizza Sunday for Sunday night football or Monday for Halloween? The response would be huge for one night or the other, or even both, I'm thinking. You can let me know on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 716-803-0930. Day two of early voting in Erie County saw over 6,000 ballots cast. The two-day total from the weekend comes to 14,808. Polls are open noon to 9 today through Friday and from 9 to 5 this Saturday and Sunday. And for locations, there are 38 of them in Erie County. You can check that out over at WBEN.com. Just over a week to go before Election Day, and as we take a look at the New York governor's race, one political expert believes New York is not as blue of a state as you would think. Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
Fordham University's Christina Greer has a unique take on red versus blue.
I often argue that all states are red states. It's just lots of blue cities in these red states? And do you have enough blue cities during presidential election years to turn it blue and make it seem like a Democratic state?
In the case of New York, Greer says while many think New York City is deep blue, that's not necessarily the case.
Don't forget, we had 20 years of Republican mayoralty in New York City. And we know that a large percentage of Staten Island, a significant percentage of Brooklyn, a section of Queens, the east side of Manhattan and sprinkled throughout and a portion of the Bronx would be conservative, Democrat and or Republican, whether they choose to participate in our abysmal numbers of actual turning out.
Greer says we have to be honest about just how conservative New York really is. How could this affect Governor Hochul's chances against Lee Zeldin next week? Hear her thoughts online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you. The man who police say broke into Nancy Pelosi's home on Friday and attacked her husband is expected to be charged with burglary and attempted murder charges today. We're learning more about how it unfolded.
When 42-year-old David DePapp forcefully broke into the Pelosi home through a back glass door, yelling something to the effect of, "Where's Nancy?" Law enforcement sources say he had bags with him, and in those bags were zip ties and duct tape. At some point, he made his way up to the bedroom where Paul Pelosi was and confronted him, the district attorney saying the two did not know each other. Pelosi was able to make a 911 call, and with a dispatcher listening in, was able to hint that something was wrong. Police found the two struggling over a hammer, and then Pelosi was hit in the head with that hammer. Alex Stone, ABC News.
All right, Alex Stone will be joining us a little bit later on this morning with the very latest on that story. Two cases focused on race-conscious admissions in college and university go before the Supreme Court today. One is a challenge to admissions policies at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and could undo decades of affirmative action precedent.
The group Students for Fair Admissions is bringing suits against Harvard University and the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, alleging both employ admissions policies that discriminate against Asian American applicants. In the UNC case, the nonprofit claims public universities like UNC treat people differently based upon race, breaching the Constitution's 14th Amendment Equal Protection Under the Law Clause. UNC says race is one of many factors used in its admissions policy. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
The race-conscious admissions cases are expected to be among the most high-profile on the Supreme Court calendar this term, given the court's 6-3 conservative majority. Billionaire Elon Musk late last week closed his deal to buy Twitter. Users, advertisers, and tech watchers have been waiting to see what changes Musk is going to bring to the platform.
From what we can tell so far, the platform is going to look the same, at least for now, for users. But there could be significant changes based on what Elon Musk has said in the past. The biggest change really is who gets to use the platform and how or what those people say will be moderated. Elon Musk has said things like Twitter needs to be a platform where there is more free speech. He is touting this as a digital town square where there should be a wider range of viewpoints.
That's Elizabeth Schulze. Within hours of taking over, Musk fired several top executives at the company. There's also been speculation as to whether there will be more widespread layoffs. Reports of as much as 75% of the Twitter staff could be laid off. Call them unidentified or unexplained, but just whatever they are, the government continues to keep track of what people see in the sky that may or may not be out of this world.
It's the day that UFO enthusiasts have been waiting for, as Congress receives an annual update from U.S. intelligence agencies about UFOs, or unexplained aerial phenomena, as they're now called. The first ever report released last year had few answers and could only explain one of the 144 incidents that were looked at. Earlier this year, Congress was told that the number of incidents being reviewed had grown to more than 400. Luis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
All right, more on, they don't call them UFOs anymore. They're actually called UAPs now, Unexplained Aerial Phenomena.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies today. Light winds with a few showers at times. Temperatures in the low 60s. A couple of showers this evening. Overnight lows will be in the low 50s. On Tuesday, we'll see a few showers to start our day, clearing in the afternoon with highs in the upper 50s. Low 60s with sunshine on Wednesday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Cheektowaga Police Lieutenant Jeffrey Schmidt is joining me this morning. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween, Lieutenant. How are you doing today, and what are you preparing for tonight?
Happy Halloween. Thank you very much for having me.
Sure. What are your plans tonight with patrols? Will there be extra manpower? I mean, it's a different night, isn't it?
So Halloween, just like every holiday, all the police departments in the area, and I can say for sure the Chief DeWater Police Department are stepping up with extra manpower on the road just in an effort to keep everyone safe.
You know, I'm thinking that tonight is Halloween is stressful for parents, for police, and for pets. I mean, parents, because the routine is thrown off, you know, kind of thrown out the window tonight. For pets, they don't like the constant doorbell. Police, you have to have your eyes everywhere, right?
Oh, that's correct. Just like any other night. But this is a special night for everyone because we get to have the kids with their families come out and really come together as a community in a celebration. And that's different than most any other night. So on top of everything else, with keeping everyone safe from regular things, you would think traffic and crime, we're also making sure that those families who come out to join each other in celebration have a safe time.
You know, the town has had like trick-or-treat events over the last few days. I know of one at the Galleria. I mean, are you hoping that that's enough for some and then those people will stay home tonight?
We're happy to partner with many partners. We partnered this year with the Galleria Mall and the American Cancer Society to give families a safe and effective way to trick-or-treat with little ones if you don't want them out in the dark, especially with the cars going on the road. We hosted our own trick-or-treat earlier in the season. But for those families who are out who are unable to engage in some of that stuff, there's some very simple safety tips that they can carry along with them in order to have a good, safe, effective Halloween.
Do you want to say what those tips are?
Oh, for sure. It all starts with staying together in a group. When you go out with your group, well, you should have a trusted adult, a parent who's in charge of you. When you go out, flashlights are a good practice, but if you have the flashlights, you should leave those pointed down in your bag so that they're not up into the eyes of any drivers. Glow sticks are the best practice just because it helps us to be seen and visible. And everybody knows Halloween costumes. We want to try and keep them so that they aren't a tripping hazard. And we leave the masks on them with nice big eye holes so that we can see out of them. And important for the kids, stay out of the street and stay out of other people's houses to include their garages. The only person's houses you should be going into is if your parent or the adult in charge of you tells you that it's okay.
Are there hours for trick-or-treating in Cheektowaga tonight? I know some communities do that. And do people really follow those instructions?
Oh, absolutely. The hours for the town of Cheektowaga trick-or-treat this year can be found on our website page, and it's 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. And we found that people are very respectful of the hours we set, and we do that both for the trick-or-treaters and the people who are at home who are giving out candy. Just to remind everyone, if you get to a house and there's no lights on, then they're choosing not to participate this year. You can just move on to the next house that has a nice bright light illuminating the front of the house, and then you'll know that's a great house to go up to. Say trick-or-treat and exchange some smiles and some candy.
Good point. Checking candy, I mean, it seems, you know, we've been hearing this forever, but it seems like this year it's a really good year to reinforce that.
And so checking candy has more than just the connotation that travels with it that someone may be trying to hurt children. Of course, we do always want to take safety precautions with our children, but it also has to do with the fact that a lot of kids today, they have allergies. They have dietary restrictions. We want to make sure that their parents, their adults, have a opportunity to check the candy before they ingest it. But additionally, it could just be filthy. You get candy, it goes into the bag, it's bumping around. They take it, they put it into their mouth. You don't necessarily want that dirt, that grime getting into their mouth. But also, this is the only holiday that we have where we tell our kids, hey, today it's going to be okay to trust strangers. So psychologically, there's another buffer that goes into that when you say, hey, we are going to go out. We are going to interface with strangers. We are going to take things from them, but we're still not going to trust them completely. We're still going to make sure that we are protecting ourselves. And when you put that layer back in place, it just helps protect them better as they grow up.
That's a really good point. You know, it's true. All year long, we're saying stay away from strangers, don't take anything from them. And then tonight, that just goes out the window, you know. But it brings up the points that you just made there. You know, some cities, Lieutenant, Cincinnati, I know, is one of them, is considering moving the holiday to the weekend. Do you think that would ever work around here? Would you be in favor or not?
So for the police departments, I can just speak for Chief DeWater Police Department. Whatever our town board would decide, we'd be more than happy to accommodate. For us, it wouldn't matter if it was on a Saturday, on a Tuesday, or if they moved it to December. We would still approach it with the same method where we get our cars on the road, which we will have extra officers out on patrol, and just to help keep everybody safe.
All right. Lieutenant, I hope you have a happy Halloween. I hope it's a quiet one for Cheektowaga Police and all the police departments around Western New York.
I have a very happy, and for everyone to have a very safe Halloween. And thank you so much for having me so that we can get some of this message out to our public.
Sure. All right, it's the Cheektowaga Police Lieutenant Jeffrey Schmidt joining me this morning.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.